Okay, welcome to my channel. Okay, happy 2026. Okay, and going to Chinese New Year already lah. Anyway, very fast one lah. 1.5 months lah, or maybe lesser lah. Maybe 1 month plus. Okay, so for today, I have been brainstorming, thinking how should I start my 2026 content ah. For today, I'm gonna start it in a very special way. Because for 2026, right, the first video for 2026, I'm going to share with you my feelings. My feelings and my experience and my thought about 2026 and what have happened to me and my agents during the last few weeks or the last few weeks of 2025 as well as the start of 2026. And also what I feel is happening and where are we heading to, okay? It's more of like a chit chat kind of feelings, chit chat kind of feelings. So if you feel that you are not you're, you want like what see statistics, see numbers then now you can go out already lah. Now you can go out already. Okay, but if you feel that you're going to you can gain something from what I'm gonna share later, then please help me hit the like button and subscribe button. So the first thing that I want to talk about, okay, maybe I'm going to talk about in a way where I feel that what comes to my mind first lah. No, so there's no sequence like what happened first, what happened next, and all these things. But things that I have more feel towards it. Okay, I'm going to share with you this experience lah. Okay, it can be from my agent or from me or whatsoever lah. I'm going to share with you this experience. This experience is in 2026 ah, 2026. Okay, I am actually selling a unit at this blah 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 place lah. Okay, it's a HDB flat. So when I sell units I very steady one. Okay, because if you know me or you engage me before, you know how I train my agents and how I do my marketing, right? Is very straightforward, very targeted. We don't play with prices, we don't play with words, you know. You have the money, you like our place, you know that my price is always reasonable. You come, you make a good offer, we close. Okay, I won't go and this one link back to something. I won't go and put the price low, then later on get you to call, then you like the unit, then trick you, then slowly negotiate with you, then I might delay a few days, and later tell you a lot of funny story, then later try to ask for a high price. I won't do that. Okay. So we can start here already. Because okay, let's not share this story first. Because recently, right, I saw a news article on some agent kena suspended. Okay, this is I hear say if I'm not wrong I ever see this case. I think last year or a few years ago where he got suspended once, but I read the thing he actually got suspended twice. So he got suspended, if I'm not wrong okay, this is disclaimer he like to post advertisement of new launches. Then the new launches maybe is 1.6 million one. He will put 1.4 or 1.5. He'll purposely put so low that actually the developer doesn't have this pricing at all. The developer doesn't have this price range one. So it's like the developer put starting from 1.7 million. But he can go and advertise on PropertyGuru 1.6 million. So this guy got suspended twice and get a little bit hoo-ha and whatsoever lah. That one I don't want to make comments. But this is how it works. Then recently, my agent go through a experience again on this kind of thing. Okay, so what happened is he saw this unit for sale. This unit put 560,000. So he messaged the agent to co-broke, you know, wanted to bring the buyer up. But when the agent replied her, the agent put last offer rejected, 590K. But the agent put on PropertyGuru starting from, he never put starting from, she just put 560K. No starting, no view to offer, nothing, just put 560K. But he messaged and say that last offer 590K. Means even if I got 590K, he's not going to close. The unit cannot close. Then why in the first place you advertise at 560K? So I feel that now a lot of YouTube video that I saw, or a lot of those property agent advertisement on those like video advertisement, or what, those shorts or Facebook, whatever that I go through, sometimes I accidentally press. They will say like, oh, are you not able to sell your place? Are you having difficulty to sell your place? Is it your place cannot sell? So everyone is going in the same direction. Okay, why? Because this is a major issue that's happening today. Maybe out of 100 units, only maybe 20 units get to sell. The other 80 units all kena tiao. Okay, why cannot sell? There's a lot of reason to it. But this is not the purpose of this video. So when people cannot sell, right? Agent tend to come and create a lot of funny thing to try to sell it. Or when the market is not doing well, agent's income also not doing well. When agent's income is not doing well, right, agents will try to do funny things to stimulate their income or to increase their income. So some agents, so now the recent weeks, or maybe it has always been happening, just that now it's very a lot more, and you can see and you can feel it. So I put a new listing. So I get a seller, I advertise the unit. Once I advertise the unit, right, immediately, I will get a direct buyer to message me as well as agent message me. Normal. But I realize these agents that message me, they are all, or they are mostly agents that have a unit in the same condo that I'm selling. So like example, I'm selling, let's say, Park Vera. So when I post an advert on Park Vera 3-bedder, suddenly an agent will come and message me. He also, then I went to check, he also have a unit at Park Vera. But his advertisement price is very, very expensive. Okay? If not, his advertisement price is very, very cheap. So I did some undercover research. So when we message some of these agents, they don't have the unit one. They don't have this unit. They tell you, whatever. So then why is your advertise? So these are called phishing adverts. Then some of these agents, you message them, they will tell you, blah, blah, blah price. Let's say 1.4 million. But the thing is, the market price there is only 1.3 million. But they will tell you 1.4 million. Okay? It's either it's fake, okay? Okay, I'm going to tell you the story. It's either it's fake or they use this advertisement. They have a seller that has an unreasonable price, that wants a very high price. They will still advertise for the seller. They try to get that buyer, get a buyer from the advertisement to swing to my unit. Because like I share, I don't deal. Okay, I need to explain. In this market situation, right? For the past few months, we have analyzed the market, we have tested the market, we have tried the market. We know which condo, which property, which area can try for higher price, which area cannot. So, we only want to accept sellers that is sincere in their selling and not sell because they try to get a high price. If cannot get, then they don't want to sell and all these things. Because we already lose a lot of money, or agents will start to lose money in marketing. Okay, just a short note for your marketing fees has been increasing by a lot. So all these online portals, they are charging a lot to property agents. So if I put in my money, my marketing money, into a unit that is asking for high price and I don't get viewings, I don't get buyers, I cannot close, 3 months later, if the seller change another agent, I'm going to lose marketing costs for 3 months. It's a lot of money, okay? It's like 4-digit. So, the direction for 2026 is, I have to tell you that the sellers, they are suffering. The agents are also never going to be benefiting from this situation. You know, the agents are in the same hot soup that the seller is in. Seller cannot sell, agent lose money. Because agent cannot sell. Agent cannot sell, agent cannot earn money, agent lose money. So the situation in the market is very chaotic. Okay, it may not look chaotic on the surface, but it's very chaotic inside. So this is just one part of what is happening to the market today. Second part is on the buyer side, okay? I'm going to share this experience first, okay? Because this buyer messaged us, so I told him that, okay, we are looking at this price to sell, Okay, so we're very steady one. We'll tell you we're looking at this price to sell. And we know that this price is valuation. Because if this price is not valuation, right, we won't accept from the seller. So we know that the price is very reasonable. Okay, so normally I don't care one when buyers start to say this kind of thing. But this buyers message me, since it's not negotiable, then it's okay. So of course it's not negotiable because I already tell you this is the price to sell. And this is what my seller want. And this is a reasonable price. It's value. It's valuation price. You go and look at past transaction, it's this price. But he says that, he messaged me and says that latest December, blah, 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 unit sold at 515. And he added this sentence, and looking at the recent market cooling. Okay, this is his exact words. Okay, so I think that he thinks that the market is cooling off and blah, 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 blah. So this is a HDB flat. The thing is, I did my research one, so I'm very sure that I'm not wrong one. So I went to check, okay? The unit that I'm selling, the price is correct, you know? There's a unit that is sold off at like 580, 568 and all these things. Even if it's not the exact same block, right? I go and pull out the information of the neighboring blocks. So the neighboring blocks, okay, so the difference is the neighboring blocks have different year. So some of the block, so it can be 122, is 2001. 123 is 2004. 124 is 2010. So they got old, younger, and youngest. Okay, and the difference is maybe just one number, and they are all side by side. So I went to check, I didn't manage to see a unit that in this block that he says that sell 515. So I went to check and I told him that this is the history. We didn't see any of this transaction that you say that is 515. And I just want him to understand that the difference is 2001, 2004 and 2010. So my block is 2010. That's why we are selling this price. Okay, so this is just for the benefit of doubt to explain to him so that if he's a direct buyer, he understands what is going on, not like he later gong, then he still cannot buy, then he end up he's trying to look for low price for this block, why don't have? Or he did a comparison, but he didn't know that the blocks are different age. So I did it out of goodwill, okay? Then he messaged me, yeah, I know all this. It's the peak period price. Guys, this price that I sent him is December 2025. It's the latest transaction. And December is not a peak period. December is the worst shit period. November, December, the market is shit. Okay? If you guys follow my channel long enough, we all know that during school holiday months, right, the market doesn't move. Okay, the market doesn't move. So, he sent me a news article from Straits Times. Okay, the link of the news article. Let me tell you what's the title. The title wrote, HDB resale transaction volume splashed 38% in October, lower since 2020. This article is published on the 13th of November 2025. Like, this is an outdated article and it's talking about October. And my unit is asking for like 560 or 570. You are looking at, you tell me that another unit in the opposite block is selling at 515, which I cannot find. And all my neighbors sold at like 580, 585. We are already marketing at 570. Then you can't tell me all these things. To me, is my feeling is, 强就好，卖给强。 Okay, if you all know, is this Hokkien? I don't know, like, my Hokkien Teochew all mix one. My dialect is there, I understand what people say. Even you tell me Cantonese, I can understand, but I may not reply you lah, because I watch the TVB show every day, you know. I don't know how to turn my tongue because I am a Teochew, then the Hokkien they got another tongue. So sometimes the Hokkien Teochew I also don't know how to turn lah, but I know all these funny word lah, kiang jiu ho mai ge kiang lah. So the thing is, I already tell you, then you still send me all this thing. If the market is all 580, 590, I selling at 570, it's very reasonable price. You are looking at what? You tell me that the last transaction is 515. So are you looking at 500 or 510? That's 60, 70K below leh. And that's, the article is from October, and you tell me there's this thing, but you cannot verify, you cannot, show me that you have the evidence that there's actually a block. Okay, so, to be frank, put everything aside, if he able to show me the evidence of this 515 unit on the opposite block that sold in December, I still think that, oh, okay, I got it. I know why you give me 515. But I check record, also don't have. So are you trying to snoop me? Come on, this is 2026. 2026, I entered the market in 2009. This is my 17th year in the market. Don't try to snoop me. Okay, so this is the thing that we are experiencing from buyers today in the market. I'm going to share with you another story, okay? I was selling this unit, okay? A two-bedroom condo, okay? This condo confirmed will sell one because the location is not too bad, the price very reasonable, and everything else lah. So same thing when we put up the advertisement on the first day, there's a group of direct buyers and a group of agents. Same situation, I found out some of these agents also marketing the condo, you know, and they are not directly representing the buyers one. It's just that some of these buyers that call me, right, these buyers may have called them. So they try to inquire and try to ask if the buyer can engage them, or they try to like tell the buyer, oh, I have this unit that do you want to view, but actually it's my unit and it's advertised there. So the buyer call me, the agent also try to call me, then the agent will go and call the buyer and ask the buyer if you want to view through them or not. Why I know is very simple, because some of these buyers, I told them my viewing is Sunday. He said Sunday I'm overseas. I send the same message to the agent. The agent tell me, oh sorry, my buyer Sunday overseas. So I know that it's repeated one. Okay. So this is one thing that I'm going to share with you lah. This is what happened. Okay, the second thing is I have a few buyers that message me. So we cannot accommodate to everybody's time. So you all have to understand. Like I share with you already. This is, yes, the market is slow, I understand. But there is condos, there's properties, there's project that is making money, that is still doing well, that is still getting higher records, still breaking the last year per highest price. There is still this kind of properties in the market, and I'm holding one, maybe, you know, you never know. So I told them that Sunday is the viewing. Okay, I'm going to share this particular buyer, very very interesting. Sunday is viewing. So he say Sunday cannot, ask me Saturday cannot, can or not. I say cannot because everybody coming on Sunday mah. So out of I think six buyers, we talk about direct buyers, don't talk about agents, because the agents end up, they all don't have buyer one. They are all trying to fish my info and throw to one of the six buyers or a few or six buyers, I don't know. So I message everybody, but we just talk about the direct buyers first. Okay, for this situation, the agents doesn't have buyer lah. No, I'm not saying that all the situation, agent doesn't have buyer, okay? So what happened is, in six buyers, two buyers tell me that they are coming. Okay, so I like, okay, two buyers coming. Then there's this buyer that keep asking. I tell him Sunday cannot be Saturday. So he say, okay lah, never mind. So Sunday I conducted the viewing. Two buyer came. One very on time, very serious, came go and see the property. Second one was late. Then come in, very, very GL. You know what is GL, like very proud, right? Then off the light lah, everything, then see for very long lah. Then late, then don't tell me that you're late. Then we waited like 20 over minutes for you. Then still come in, face black. It's like, come on, you're late, you know, just like, oh, sorry, I'm late, you know, something like that. Okay, then never mind. Then someone, she never messaged me. I messaged her, hey, are you here already or not? You know, okay, never mind. So she view for very long, so I thought that she will buy, you know. So end up, she took like quite a long time lah. Then end up, okay, both buyers left already. The first buyer already go already. So end up, the buyer arranged a second viewing on the Thursday. Okay, 4 days later. So I told all the buyers that messaged me previously, Thursday you want to view or not? Because I thought, oh, you all can come together lah, you know, since we are going to arrange a second viewing for the buyer, so everybody can come together. Okay, none of the buyer came. This buyer tell me overseas lah, that buyer tell me overseas. Okay, later I'm going to talk about this overseas thing. Then this buyer tell me, oh, cannot, ask me for Sunday. They're like, okay long, I already helped you already. That day Sunday, you say cannot, you say my Saturday, I tell you cannot. Now Thursday night, you also tell me cannot. You keep cannot. Then okay, why I keep telling him? Because I very steady one. Because he keep asking me. Monday also ask me, Wednesday also ask me, keep asking me. So now I give you a timing, then you cannot, ma. So you cannot lor, bo pian. Then later on, the unit was sold within a week. Okay, on a Thursday night. He messaged me on Friday morning. So I tell him so. To me, what am I trying to tell you in this story is, in this market today, I know that when the market is very fast, when the market is bull market, everybody have this formal feeling, like, I must buy, I must faster buy. When the market is slow, like maybe today newspaper tell you market slow, then the buyers were like, oh, take your own sweet time, slowly. Guys, yes, you can take your own sweet time. But I have to tell you that the market is slow. We have to have one very important mindset. The property that you are buying, is it a good property? The property you are buying, is it a hot property? Even in a slow market, there is hot properties also. So this is one example. The unit sold in 1 week. The first buyer that came on the first day of viewing, came on second viewing and bought the place within a week. That's how it works. You want to slowly take your own sweet time, wait here, wait there. You will not get your unit, you know. The seller or maybe we agents will not wait for you. We want to get the most serious buyer, close the deal, move on. Because my seller need to sell and buy another bigger unit, ma. So, the mindset of the buyers are very important in today's market. When I talk about this mindset, I'm going to tell you my last story, okay? Wow, I didn't know that this video is going to take so long. Because I'm still thinking, what should I talk for the first video in 2026? Is it got nothing to talk already? Okay, so I'm going to tell you the third story. I know a lot of people are overseas. So from December until today, I'm talking about today, January, okay? Today is a Saturday, January. I my videos I do when I upload the next day or the same day. So it's very, very, what do you say? Very live on life, okay? I forget what's the word really. Yeah, what in something. Anyway, it's very on time one. So I won't do a video then 1 week later outdated then I post. So I'm going to share with you from last 2 weeks of December, Christmas, you know, some people, they don't celebrate Christmas. There are a lot of people on leave. There's a lot of buyers that actually contacted us, not with agents, but a lot of direct buyers. So we see a small trend is that there's a lot of direct buyers contacting since the last 1-2 weeks of December till today. More direct buyers than buyers with agent. But all these buyers, I can only say one thing I'm going to share with you. They are not ready. So it's like a new year goal, but maybe the market is slow. They hope that the price will drop. They are not in a hurry. So you see, market slow, there's no FOMO attitude. People don't get the push factor to buy. People take their own sweet time. There's nothing wrong. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with it. I'm just explaining this occurrence that actually lead to a different direction in the property market. Because these people, they inquire, then they will tell you things like this. I get a lot of these. I'm going to tell you, I get like 60-70% of such situations. Tell them, okay, Saturday viewing. He says, oh, cannot come overseas. If not, I tell him, oh, Wednesday viewing. He said, cannot, can come on Tuesday or not, because I'm flying off on Wednesday. So we get a lot of people that says that, oh, sorry, cannot. Or people that ask for viewing, we give them their time. They never reply one. They never even tell you that, sorry, I cannot make it. Can I have it? They don't. Okay? One very simple mindset that I'm going to tell you. If you are going overseas, you come and view my unit, how are you going to buy my unit? So as a seller agent and as a seller, why would I want to conduct a viewing for you to see when you are going overseas and you cannot buy my unit? So like imagine you come and see on the Monday, then Tuesday you're going overseas. How are you going to make an offer? You cannot, ma. you're overseas ma. And then you are supposed to go and do, let's say you say, oh, can, you're going to do apply for value, all this. I tell you, most of the people don't do that. They go overseas, they go and have holiday. They don't have time to go and apply valuation lah, apply to banker lah, send documents to banker lah. Then they only got 14 days to exercise. What if they don't get their loan done lah? That's for private. Then HDB, right, they have to submit this, I mean that, some need to get bank loan. It's very difficult, huh? And people doesn't have the mindset to offer if they are going overseas. So why not you go overseas first, come back when you are here, you're ready to buy, you're ready to get into action, you're ready to do all the paperwork. Buying house, selling house is not like ching-ching-song-song, very easy one. There's a lot of paperwork, a lot of steps to do. So as a seller, sometimes I tell my seller, I tell you, hey, seller, this guy want to view today, but he's going overseas tomorrow. I tell you, seller also ask me the same thing. Huh? Then how is he going to buy? I say, yeah, no, he's not serious, man. He just want to see. And then you want to go overseas already, lah. Or you want to wait until he come back from overseas, then you open. Then he say, yeah, better wait until he come back overseas. So you see, everybody is sitting in their own position to find the best situation to suit themselves. So the seller, they want serious buyer. The buyer, they want to see when they are free. Not that they want to buy. But I can tell you that from my years of experience, it's very easy to differentiate a serious urgent buyer and a not serious buyer and a CC-Lulu buyer. Serious buyer and a CC-Lulu buyer. Even when I put up this explanation to my sellers and my own buyers, they will also say the same thing. Because if you are seriously looking at something, people tell you Saturday 2 o'clock, you will say okay. You won't. You say if you cannot, you will try to still make it. If cannot, you ask on Sunday how. Or next week, people tell you, okay, this week cannot. Next week, my customer will ask me, it's Thursday, can you ask back this bar agent, this week can view or not? But I can tell you a lot of these direct buyers, they are not urgent. They are in a CC Lulu attitude. They don't have the formal mindset, you know. So they are all taking their time. This is how the market is today. So if today you as a seller is experiencing a lot of viewings, yet you don't get an offer, then you have to ask yourself, or maybe you have to ask your agents, are you qualifying your buyers carefully? Getting more viewings doesn't mean you get more chance to close. Okay, the sales process or the buying behavior doesn't work this way. It's about getting the right buyer, okay, to come and see the unit. If the buyer is not correct, don't bother, don't waste your time. Because it's better, I always tell my customer, it's better that you go out and have fun. You go out and no need to stay at home to open the house for me. Because you open the house for me for that 5 minutes, for a buyer that is not interested to buy now, just want to see because never see before the property here, to them, is I got nothing to do, ma. But to you, you have to shift your time away just to accommodate, to come back, to open for that 5-10 minutes for me. It's really not worth it. This is all I can tell you. So this is my feeling and this is my conclusion of 2026. I have more to say, but this video is going to hit 30 minutes. So I'm not going to continue saying. But it's going to be a tough market. If sellers doesn't want to wake up their idea, it's very difficult to move on in today's market. If buyers just want a CC Lulu attitude, this market is very it's getting very tough because of this kind of buyers. So the sellers, they are getting the wrong mindset, they are getting the wrong info because of this kind of buyers. So I think in today's market is a must to understand the market correctly. It's a must to get the correct mindset about how to really sell the unit and what is the whole selling process going to be. If not, you will be very lost and you always have the wrong info like, hey, why my house cannot sell? Why so many people view? Nobody offer? What is happening? Once you have this wrong info, right, you will make a lot of bad decisions in your whole property journey. Okay, so that's it. I'm not going to talk so much because it's going to hit 30 minutes. I didn't expect the video to go so long. Okay. So thank you. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode and bye bye.